We have come together at this most auspicious and sanctified place to perform these wonderful celebrations of chanting the holy names of the Lord and hearing the glories and the pastimes of the Lord. But this year is very special. This year I have received the greatest fulfillment and pleasure, because this is the first year of this auspicious yatra that we have been an integral part of Srila Prabhupada's International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Reunited with our God brothers, God sisters, and all other followers of Srila Prabhupada throughout the world is truly the very precious blessings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. It is so pleasing because we know for sure that Srila Prabhupada is pleased with all of you being a part of His loving family. And what a divine benediction that in this event, our first Pune Yatra within this ISKCON movement, one of Srila Prabhupada's most beloved and confidential associates, His Holiness Srila Giriraj Maharaj, has come to give His support, His encouragement, and His blessings to all of us.
Yeah.
And to get blessings, especially.
Srila Prabhupada will give you His great blessings for your mercy upon us.
This is preventive, preventive weapon.
I have no qualifications. So many sweet and loving sentiments have been expressed today. So many beautiful words enriched with the support of our Vaishnav scriptures have been spoken. Whatever words have been spoken, whatever sentiments have been expressed, are all an offering at the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, my beloved Guru Maharaj, and at the lotus feet of all of the great acharyas of our disciplic line, headed by Sri Rupa and Raghunath Das Goswamis. Our only qualification is that Guru Maharaj is causelessly allowing us in our own feeble way to attempt to assist him in his great and merciful mission of spreading the glories of the holy name throughout the world. And I am so happy that all of you have come to assist in this great mission. Because it was truly Srila Prabhupada's dream that people just like you would come forward to dedicate your lives in Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement. And we see every year at this Pune Yatra that more and more of Srila Prabhupada's people are coming to dedicate their lives. We should know that Srila Prabhupada's vision was the broadest, most universal vision, empowered by the divine blessings of Thakur Bhakti Vinod and Srila Saraswati Thakur Bhakti Siddhanta. He desired to fulfill the prophecy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Prithiviti Achayata Nagara Rigram Sarvatra Prachara Vavinorana. That the holy name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Krishna be chanted in every town and village throughout the world. Srila Prabhupada traveled to every continent in the world, and his lotus feet were the binding force that could unite people even with the most disunited backgrounds. Srila Prabhupada's dream was a movement of devotees who would become one large family on every continent that would grow and grow and grow. And no doubt, Srila Prabhupada has always been very pleased with our humble endeavors to strive to be more Krishna conscious. But this year, we have become a part of his supreme dream by becoming a part of his international vision to fulfill the prophecy of Thakur Bhakti Vinod. And all I can say is the greatest gift that you have offered on this day is that all of you have so lovingly cooperated to come along with me back into Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON movement. Of course, what is ISKCON? This we must understand in spirit, not simply in its external appearance. It is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. What is Krishna Consciousness? Krishna Consciousness is the original consciousness of all living beings. Jivera Swarupoi Krishna Nitya Das. Krishna Consciousness means to realize that we are eternally the servant of Krishna. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that we cannot approach Krishna directly. We approach Krishna through his representatives. The Guru is his representative. And all of the Vaishnavas are his representatives. To become the sincere and humble servant of the Vaishnavas is Krishna consciousness. This is the movement that Srila Prabhupada envisioned to spread throughout the world. A movement of humble and gentle devotees, eager to serve one another, to cooperate with one another, together to make wonderful plans, to preach to the suffering living beings, and together to come together to take prasad, to hear Bhagavad Katha, and to chant the holy names. Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan, where he was residing at Sri Radha Damodar Mandir, at the lotus feet of the samadhi of Sri Rupa Goswamiji. And his idea of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness was to bring the sweet spirit of Vrindavan to every part of the world. And what is the atmosphere of Vrindavan? It is the place where everyone, the trees, the creepers, every speck of soil on the ground, the flowers, all of the insects and the birds, the rivers, the mountains, all the men, all the women, gopas, gopis, all the various devotees in their various rasas, they are all intimately and lovingly united to assist the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna. That is Vrindavan. And Srila Prabhupada came through this disciplic succession as the intimate loving servant of Radha and Krishna to engage us in the service of Radha and Krishna. And we should know that where that spirit of cooperation centered in Krishna Seva is prominent, that is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. That is Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada did not leave Vrindavan, but he desired to bring Vrindavan to the world. So my humble request to all of you is to make your life a great sacrifice for the one purpose of creating this Vrindavan atmosphere within this congregation of devotees, and to create this Vrindavan atmosphere within your own hearts, and to help make this Vrindavan atmosphere spread throughout Srila Prabhupada's wonderful family of Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada explained, you show your love for me by how you cooperate with one another. And as his insignificant servant, I must repeat these words as the most important instruction I can give all of you. Because in this spirit of Vaishnav Seva, we are in a position to properly chant the holy names of Krishna. And through chanting the holy names of Krishna in this spirit, everything will be revealed to us by the grace of Guru and Gauranga. There is nothing more to be achieved. There is nothing else to aspire for than service to the Vaishnavas and the pure chanting of Harinam.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
It is not easy sitting on this little seat for so many hours. But it is my yearly austerity which I am trying to perform as a humble service at the lotus feet of all of you. Thank you very much. Celebration, the most wonderful event of the century. Because what Srila Prabhupada has given us, it is our most sacred obligation to give to others. Srila Prabhupada was asked once, how can we repay you? And his only request was, what I have given you, you give to others. By distributing his books, by having beautiful Harinam Sankirtan, by preaching through our example, through our words, wherever we go, to whoever we meet, by making our temples wonderful, beautiful, holy atmospheres to attract the world, and by trying to take part in this grand endeavor to make Srila Prabhupada's glories known to the world in this year. We can begin to attempt to repay the eternal debt that we owe for the sacrifice he made for all of us and for the world. Srila Prabhupada ki. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki Nithai Gau Premanda Hari. In the age of Kali is the chanting of the holy names. So everyone help me by very loudly chanting the Maha Mantra. They're still burning. The anartas are burning hotter than ever. That means we have to chant with more feeling, with more intensity, and much louder. They're still burning.
I think they're burning brighter. I think these are not the six anarthas. I think these are the six loving exchanges shared between devotees.
But then it would be the end of our lives if we put them out. So I think better that they're the six anarthas. Otherwise, what happens when they go out? So, six anarthas. Maharaj is seeing the good in everything.
As long as they're burning, we can't eat the cake. And as soon as they're out, we can eat the cake, which is one of the exchanges of love. So the exchanges of love will continue.
So my conclusion is these candles have an external and internal manifestation. Internally, they represent the six loving exchanges amongst Vaishnavas, which culminates in eating the cake. But externally, they represent the six anarthas in our hearts. And in order to extinguish them, because internally they will never go out. They will be shining forever. If you have eyes anointed with love, you will see. So in order to put the anartha aspect out, we're going to have to chant much nicer. But you cannot chant the name of the Lord properly unless you have the dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas on your head. So first prepare yourself by taking the feet of the Vaishnavas on your head. No, don't. Whatever Vaishnava is next to you, take their dust. Everyone is properly purified? Now, along with the dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas in our head, we also have to have a firm resolve of service in our heart. We should all silently pray for a moment to really further commit and dedicate ourselves in the service of the great mission of Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada. In the scripture, the following raga is also one of the ways that the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nikirtan with the Lord would chant the holy names.